Bonneville. Details around a historical missing persons case dating back to 1967 have recently been corrected and clarified by RCMP. On November 20, Lakeland Today published an article on the historical missing persons case of Margaret Mildred Batosh, a Bonneville, Moose Lake area resident. This article was based on a press release by the Bonneville RCMP and information released on Canada's Missing website, a federal site. The case was highlighted nationally in association to the Government of Canada's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls Initiative. Since the publication of the article, both family members and members of the public have reached out to Lakeland Today to point out what they believe are discrepancies in the information released. Some of those details have since been corrected on Canada's Missing website. Following inquires to Alberta RCMP, S. Sergeant Sarah Park, the Bonneville Detachment Commander, was able to provide additional and corrected information after a briefing with the RCMP Media Relations Unit, Missing Persons Unit and Historical Homicide Unit. At the onset of the investigation, a person of interest was identified, however there was insufficient evidence to lay a charge, and that person has since died, wrote Park in a statement to Lakeland Today. Park also confirmed that Batosh was reported missing by one of her brothers on July 7, 1967. 3 years after the 23-year-old's disappearance, human remains were found approximately 60 kilometers north of Bonneville near Tucker Lake in 1970. While pathology and dental examinations of the remains could not be confirmed 100%, it is believed the remains were those of Batosh, Park wrote. As a result, and, while investigators believe the nature of Batosh's disappearance to be suspicious, she is still considered missing as no positive identification had ever been made with the remains. The fact that Batosh's case remains open and unsolved has left an open wound for her family. Prior to the additional release of information by RCMP, one of Batosh's nieces, Jacqueline Batosh, contacted Lakeland Today, stating concerns about information that was released. Jacqueline said she has been advocating for her aunt's case to be reopened for the last 8 years. I won't let this go. An injustice was done, and my aunt deserves that justice, she said. And, she deserves to have a ceremony and she deserves to be buried with her mom and dad, brothers and sisters. Jacqueline is asking anyone that has information surrounding her aunt's disappearance to come forward to RCMP. Even though 54 years have passed, she strongly believes there is someone out there that knows something. I know in my heart, my Kokum, grandmother, and Musham, grandfather, want this, to have their daughter found and to know what happened and to be buried. Even if it's just her bones, she said. Jacqueline also hopes that people who may be hesitant to speak to RCMP, do so regardless. The officer, Sarah Park, has the biggest heart and she'll never let this go either. She was with me in this whole journey, Jacqueline added. A correction to Batosh's weight and height was also provided. At the time of her disappearance, Batosh stood 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighed 150 pounds. She had dark brown hair and brown eyes, according to RCMP.